Waker Puffed Wheat Sparkies bring you... Waker Puff Wheat Sparkies bring you Terry and the Pirates. We've been making a lot of fuss about the new year, but did you know that over in China, where Terry Lee, Pat Ryan, and their friends are, the Chinese New Year does not start until January 22nd? Yes, for millions of people, the new year has not yet begun. But no matter what the time is, Terry is in a bit of trouble. Hong Kong trouble, we call it, as you'll see in just a moment. So stand by.
Oh, here comes Quaker with a bang bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang bang. Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies, the weed that shot from guns. The family's favorite breakfast, the weed that shot from guns. Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies have vitamins, do tell. The easy step to extra pep, and boy, the taste is swell. Here comes Quaker with a bang bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang bang.
Hiya, gang. Here's one for you. Tell me, in what year do frogs jump the highest? Why, in leap year, that's what. And say, gang, for a breakfast treat that's so downright delicious, it'll have you leaping right out of your chair, here's what. Get next to Quaker Puffed Wheat and Puffed Rice Sparkies. Now, I'm just not talking through my hat either, not on your life. Just ask anyone that sat down this morning to a luscious bowl full of this ready-to-eat wheat or rice cereal. Such a person shouldn't be hard to find. I'll say not. For more people are today enjoying Quaker Puffed Wheat and Puffed Rice Sparkies than ever before. And no wonder. These giant kingpin kernels are shot from guns, exploded 8 times larger, crisp, flavorful, delicious, and every bite brings you restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. Good and good for you. So have Quaker Puffed Wheat or Rice Sparkies tomorrow morning for breakfast for sure. Top with bananas, applesauce, whatever fruit's handy. Then add milk and sugar. Boy. There's an idea that's G-O-O-D. Good. Pat Ryan, Terry, and their friends are in Hong Kong. That is to say, they came to Hong Kong for the purpose of catching a man called Irachi, a man who never sleeps. This Irachi has been exerting a strange power over Dr. Quill, and our friends hope to break that spell. With the help of Big Jim Proudhorn, newspaper man extraordinary, they baited a trap.
I figure this news item in the papers to the effect that Dr. John Quill has sailed from Hong Kong today. Well, it should draw Irachi out of hiding or wherever he is. Force him to contact Quill here in this hotel, and we'll be here to nab him.
The only flaw in the plan was this. We didn't know exactly what Irachi looked like. And Dr. Quill, who hadn't seen the man for 10 years, could only give us a hazy picture. Well, anyway, we parked Quill in the hotel. We arranged that one of us would always be on duty nearby. Then, after we got organized, Terry, his sister Ginger, Elena, and Flip Corkin went out to view the town. The phone rang after they'd been gone about an hour. Jim Proudhorn and I were in a room next to that of Dr. Quill, and Jim answered.
Hey there, that girl.
It was Terry on the wire.
How did you get in? Well, I don't understand. Wait a minute. You can talk to Ryan. Here, take the phone.
Oh, what's up?
Your sidekick's in the hoosegow.
What?
Yes, he's in the copper house, the calaboose, the lockup.
Okay, Terry, let's have it. Now, what have you done? You haven't done anything. You must have done something, fella. You wouldn't be in the Hong Kong police station unless there was some trouble.
I tell you, we were minding our own business. Flip is here to back me up, and so is Ginger and Elena. Yeah, I know it's a fine way to see the city, but I didn't expect to have some roughneck start a brawl in a little shop and... What? Oh, yeah, but he got away. Somebody called the police and... Well, look, I know Ginger's upset, but... No, look, Pat, it all happened because we wanted to get a bowl of fish chowder.
What do you mean, fish chowder? Oh, never mind. Don't try to explain over the phone. Yeah, sure, I'll get you out. Or somebody will. Maybe Proudhorn knows what to do. Yeah. Yeah, and don't go any place until... Huh? No danger of that, huh? Okay, I'll talk to Jim. Right.
In the Hong Kong hooscow, eh?
Yeah. Well, what can we do to get him out, Jim?
Well, it shouldn't be much trouble. What did Terry do to attract police attention, huh? And what's this about fish chowder?
It seems he and Ginger and Flip and Aletta went into a small eat shop to get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Some stranger picked a fight. The shop was wrecked. The police came. The stranger got away, but they...
Our friends weren't so lucky, eh?
That's the way it seems.
Well, we'd better go down there and see what can be done. No, wait. Both of us can't go.
No, we can't leave Dr. Quill alone. Hey, you don't think...
Don't think what?
Now look here, Jim. We brought Dr. Quill here. We inserted that item in the papers about Quill sailing for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We expect Irachi will make an attempt to contact him.
Yes. What are you getting at?
You don't suppose this trouble Terry got into... do you suppose it could be part of a deliberate plan?
Well, how do you mean?
A plan rigged up by Irachi to throw us off guard, make us worry about something else?
Oh, yeah, huh? In other words, while we're chasing around town pulling wires to get Terry and Corkin out of the hands of the police, while our minds are full of that, Irachi could slip in the hotel, reach Dr. Quill,
and... just a flash. It could be wrong, but...
Yes, but let's take precautions. A few minutes more or less won't matter to Terry. He's cooling his heels and blowing on his knuckles, and so is Corkin. So let's do a little thinking right here and now.
Let's return to the police station. Ginger Lee, who speaks Chinese fluently, comes out of the magistrate's office. She walks along the corridor and comes to a room where a number of people are seated on benches around the walls. Terry rises and comes to her eagerly.
Well, Ginger, what did he say?
Well, Terry, it's like this.
The answer's no?
I did the best I could, but the shopkeeper says that somebody has to pay for the smashed dishes and furniture and window.
But we didn't start
the... Well, he won't. That is, the magistrate won't release you or Mr. Corkin, but he did say that Aleda and I could go. And I think we'd better leave, Terry.
Yeah, I suppose you and Aleda better get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you can go back to the hotel. Explain to Pat and Jim Proudhorn.
Yes, Aleda's waiting for me now.
Yeah, you better get going.
I think a bond will have to be posted. Certain legal things have to be done, but you won't be in here long, Terry.
Golly, I hope not.
So you tell Mr. Corkin, and I'll go on back to the hotel. I'm sure you'll be out in a few hours, so don't worry, Terry.
A few moments later, Ginger Lee and Aleta stood outside the police building. But it was Aleta who was more confused than Ginger.
I don't see how you can be so calm. To look at you, anyone would think you were used to visiting the police. That you knew this city quite well.
Well, we seem to have a pretty good idea what we should do. Aleta.
Yes, go back
to
the hotel.
There's no reason to be upset. These accidents do happen. Yes, I think we will go back to the hotel, but I have a suggestion.
A suggestion?
Mm-hmm. First, let's take a taxi cab.
Mm-hmm.
And second... why don't we detour to the shop?
What shop?
Where all the trouble started. I think maybe I can talk to the owner. Perhaps he'll come with us to the hotel to see Mr. Ryan, and then everything can be arranged.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then Terry and Mr. Corkin can be released right away.
Mm-hmm, all right. There's a public cab. Come on off. You'll have to talk to the driver. He's Chinese. Do you remember where that little shop was located?
The shop's about the middle of this street, Aleta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this looks like the street.
Mm-hmm.
But all the streets look pretty much the same, Ginger.
No, this is it, all right. Wow, Yauting, Junai, you're funding.
I'll buff.
I'm certainly glad you can speak Chinese.
Well, I'm glad I can at least make myself understood. Now, I'll go in by myself, Aleta. You wait out here in the cab. I'll explain to the owner, poor fellow. He must be terribly upset about some Americans wrecking his place. I'll bring him out.
All right.
You wait here, dear. We'll all go to the hotel. Dong Yi Dong.
I watched Ginger disappear into the tiny food shop. The driver shut off his motor and relaxed beside the wheel. I leaned back and closed my eyes. All kinds of thoughts flew through my mind, all disconnected. Rachi, the sleepless one, about Dr. Quill, about this silly fight Terry and Mr. Flip had with a stranger in the shop.
Jingai.
I don't know how long I'd been sitting in the back seat waiting for Ginger when the chatterer of the taxi driver rose.
I don't know what you are saying. You'll have to wait until the other woman comes out. I say you will have to wait. Xu Xiao. Xu Xiao.
Well, what's all the excitement, Aleta?
I can't understand the driver. We're waiting for Ginger. Why, what are you doing here, Mr. Ryan?
What am I? Why, I came from the hotel as fast as I could after what Ginger told me.
What did she tell you?
Said she had everything fixed up with the shopkeeper. All I had to do was hurry over here. Why, anything wrong? Don't tell me there's been some more trouble. Look, driver, pipe down. Shoot out.
She hasn't come out of the shop yet. I've been waiting. It must be over half an hour.
Yeah, but she told me over the phone, said you were right beside her.
I've been out here.
Are you sure you haven't left the cab?
Of course I'm sure. Let me get out. Let's get into the shop and find out what
happened. Yeah, come on. I can't figure out what could have happened. Well, nobody here. Hello? Anybody back there? Hey, maybe she went out.
No, if she left this shop, she would have stopped at the cab and tell me. Ginger wouldn't just walk away.
He'll wait here. Can take a look around out back. Hello? Anybody here? Nobody back there, Elena.
But she must be somewhere around.
Yeah, of course. There's no need to get in a panic.
Oh, I'm not.
No, but I am. Ginger telephoned me 20 minutes ago. Said if I would come to this address in a hurry, we could fix up everything and Terry and Corkin would be released from the station house.
Well, what are you getting at?
Just one thing, Elena. Where did Ginger Lee call from? There's no telephone in this place and never was.
Could this be the work of Irachi? Has Ginger Lee been spirited away, and was she forced to telephone Pat? It begins to look that way.
Quake up, up we sparkies, the wheat badge shot from guns. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang, bang.
Gang, here's a list of winners of tennis rackets in the big ABC contest. You ready? Listen. Roberta West, Jacksonville, Arkansas. Treva Payton, Bakersfield, California. Marie Newson, San Francisco, California. Joyce Hutchins, San Jose, California. Julian Anderson, Tie, Georgia. Elaine Cody, Springfield, Illinois. Henry B. Erb, Terre Haute, Indiana. Don B. Helkin, Davenport, Iowa. Judy Malone, Louisville, Kentucky. Nancy Lee Busenius, Baltimore, Maryland. Pat Knoll, Jackson, Mississippi. Dolores Barrett, Perth Amboy, New Jersey. John Frederick Jones, Westfield, New Jersey. Vincent O'Connell, Bronx, New York. Carol Presley, Weaverville, North Carolina. Richard Leinbach, Cincinnati, Ohio. Clarence Hornberger, Ephrata, Pennsylvania. Francis Greaser, Miss, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Joyce Walker, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Billy Bryant, Canton, South Dakota. Margaret Lucchesis, San Antonio, Texas. Dolores Cortez, Norfolk, Virginia. Charles Kine, Racine, Wisconsin. June Freda, Brooklyn, New York. And Marie Tellerico, Long Branch, New Jersey. Stay tuned to Sky King for further names of tennis racket winners. Terry and the Pirates is dramatized for radio by Albert Barker, who says, Pat and Elena will find that this man who never sleeps isn't going to be fooled very much. He has a few slick tricks up his own sleeve. And this disappearance of Ginger Lee is one of them, which all adds up to a fast-moving Terry tale tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.